This from Gaurav Prabhu. After procrastinating for several months with the encouragement of Susan, I finally got myself out the door to visit local Hindu Mandir in London, Ontario. I looked at the Vaishnava calendar and was reminded that it was the day for Gita Jayanti. I thought, how auspicious, what a wonderful opportunity to bring a box of Gitas with me to share with local Hindus. A most wonderful way to begin my associating with the local pious people. I thought perhaps I might be able to speak something about the glories of the Bhagavad Gita at the Mandir. So I googled Gita Jayanti and heard part of an inspiring class by His Holiness Prahladananda Swami, where he explains there are 7 billion verses in the Vedas and the Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all of them, and of all of them the middle 6 chapters of the Gita are the most important, and of all those chapters the 9th is the most important, and of all the verses Bhagavad Gita 9.34 is the most important. Man mana bhavamad bhakto, engage your mind in always thinking of me, worship me, offer your obeisances unto me, thus you will surely come to me because you are my very dear friend. It is such an important verse that it is repeated in the 18th chapter as well. When I arrived at the Hindu temple, I saw the central deities were Lakshmi Narayan with Sitaram, Hanuman, Lakshman, Radha Krishna, Sivalingam, Siva Parvati, Ganesh, Durga deities as well. When Susan and I arrived, they were having a havan with a South Indian Pandit chanting many mantras, which we participated in. Several people thanked me for the way I chanted Sanskrit with the Pandit. After this, I met the temple president, Mr. A.V. Singh, and when I asked him if I could say a few words about Gita Jayanti, he told me that there is no way of confirming the actual date that Bhagavad Gita was spoken, and that there is no need to promote Bhagavad Gita, because every Hindu knows about it. He told me that their center was diversified, and they don't promote any book, and that if they let me promote the Gita, then and everyone would want to promote their own religious views. I stood there listening to him with my mouth open in a state of disbelief. I purposefully kept my mouth open so he could see how shocked I was at this response. He asked me if I understood. I told him that I understood his point of view, but because the Bhagavad Gita is a universal, non-sectarian teaching, I had difficulty accepting his resistance toward promoting it. He told me that the temple was for people to come and worship, sing a few songs and go home happy. I quickly packed up the Gitas and left, not feeling very happy at all. My gratitude to Srila Prabhupada increased for the ISKCON movement he has given us, representing the true universal message of Sanatana Dharma. I realized even more the necessity of starting our own program so that people could learn about Lord Chaitanya, Hindu Bindu hodgepodge religion, with so-called diversity minimizing the glorification of Bhagavad Gita won't get people very far. What would you have said to Mr. Singh regarding his arguments against saying a few words in glorification of the Bhagavad Gita?
It's difficult to say. I often lose my cool, so to speak. I mean, I don't start shouting, but I often get pretty heavy. Probably you did the best thing, because it's difficult to say, but I would say, with people like that, forget Mr. Singh. Go for his kids. They'll be more confused in some ways, because they'll be very materialistic. But if you can catch their attention, there are many young in North America, there are many young people born as Hindus who don't really know anything about it, and Mr. Singh says all the Hindus know about Bhagavad Gita, bogus. You could have asked him to have chanted one shloka. See if he knew any. There are so many Hindus, they don't even know one shloka of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, you could have told him that, yes, we know that you're a great pundit of Bhagavad Gita, but your children, they don't know anything, and this and that, and so it's necessary to teach them. Of course, he obviously doesn't have any faith in Bhagavad Gita. It's the usual Mayavad. And if the Hindus aren't that much interested, well, go catch the local Christian, you know, people of not exactly Christian, agnostic, who's the average Canadian. I guess the average Canadian is more of an agnostic. There are interested people. Srila Prabhupada said he wasn't very interested in the Hindus in the West because they themselves are not interested. But we do find there are many Hindus in the West who are interested, and they're the Mr. Singh types that you just found also. So forget Mr. Singh and move on to those who are more alive. Any way that you went out, definitely Prabhupada will be pleased. Srila Prabhupada himself, he had to go through so much to find people who are serious and interested. And you know what it's like in preaching. For every 100, 200, 1,000 who are superficial, we'll find one who's genuinely interested, and those are the people we're really looking for. Now we're just arriving at our destination. There's a whole group of devotees jumping up and down ecstatically in kirtan. Jai Hare Krishna.